And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Greetings and a warm welcome to episode 10 of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. And they said it wouldn't last a week. Well, nobody said that, really. Aside from me, maybe, in a paranoid state back in March. My name is Ian Danter of TalkSport and Planet Rock on the wireless, ably assisted here, as always, by Sean Percival and Andy Robinson, as was the case when the three of us worked on BRMB's Barmy Brummies 20 years ago, while Sean was also with me for the Sunday carve-up show I had on Heart FM in the Midlands not long after that. So with songs and sketches and jokes old on you, with us about You Won't Feel Blue, so... you get the drift. On the way for you in the next half an hour, Ozzy Osbourne gives us his take on a lockdown classic, another brand spanking new and unheard Mr. Men story, plus classic Des and Bob for you and so much more. Let's get started by crossing over to the Barmy Old Podcast newsroom to get you an update from Hugh Edwards. Thank you, Ian. Hello to you. Home Secretary Priti Patel has told the country that citizenship for foreign key workers is under review and not to be ruled out. She explained that she was sick of having to explain herself and that she would do it once again for the 100,000th and 1523rd time. Donald Trump has stated that since liquor stores and abortion clinics have remained open during the lockdown, it is now time to reopen all houses of worship. This will enable American citizens to have at least somewhere to go when they say, "Good God, why was he born? Let's have a drink." Kent Council are claiming that as public facilities remain closed down, tourists are defecating in public places. The mayor of Newport is appealing to those tourists to visit his city in order to spruce the place up. Oh, hang on, that's not funny. It's quite nice down by Rodney Parade now with the cinema and everything. Oh, well, they did used to say that they should flatten Newport and turn it into a patio for Cardiff, I suppose. Anyway, Health Secretary Matt Hancock has urged people with mental health concerns to seek help if you are struggling. Right back at you, Matty boy. Right back at you. And finally, to our sports desk, here's Jim White. Thanks, you. French World Cup winner Paul Pogba has revealed that even if the Premier League season does restart after the COVID-19 crisis, he may well refuse to play. Fans of Manchester United have said they've seen him doing that on the pitch all season anyway. Thank you, Jim. And that's all for now. You're up to date. Thank you, Hugh. So let's bring you one of our infamous parody songs now that I put together at home with drums, bass, guitars and all that sort of shenanigans around me. This one was particular torture for me as I had to try and recreate Dave Gilmour's guitar playing. And this was not achieved in one take, I can tell you, right? Anyway, the school's argument has been brewing all week, maybe for a fortnight actually, and it's set to continue right up until June the 1st when some schools are set to reopen for certain year groups. Now, we've had the government's view of when the kids should return to classrooms, and we've had the teachers' view of when they should return, and they just don't appear to tally up with one another. So, what do the pupils themselves think about returning to classes?
We don't need no education.
Yeah, Mum, you're all right to go out. I'll do me online lesson, no problem.
We'll be okay, home alone.
Right, she's gone. Fancy a game of GTA, anyone?
Just playing Xbox. You can stay at home. Oi, Boris, leave teachers at home.
And if they don't get a vaccine, we'll never have to go to school again.
All in all, we'd rather just do nothing at all. All in all, we'd rather just do nothing at all.
If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding.
Well, I don't care. I'll just order a takeout for the chippy. Simple.
Let's go off to the Houses of Parliament now and hear what the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, Black Country Bob, has been banging on about. We'll go back to late 2005 for this clash at Prime Minister's Questions about the UK's older generation. So remember, it's Bob versus Blair across the benches here. And also, don't forget, Bob is an independent MP as far as we're concerned. I mean, come on. No political party could possibly contain him, could it?
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Speaker!
Yes, Prime Minister's Questions. Yes, a Black Country Bob.
Right then, Mr. Speaker. I think I know what we should do about the controversial pension issue.
Well, what would the Right Honourable Member for Dudley do?
Absolutely sweet FA!
But if we do nothing, in 30 years' time, there'll be a massive crisis.
So what? I'll probably be dead by then anyway.
Oh, so the Right Honourable Member for Dudley isn't at all worried about the prospect of millions of poor pensioners.
Working class pensioners have always been poor. Yeah, I'm just worried that the middle class will end up poor as well.
Rubbish, absolute rubbish.
If they want to go on 6-week holidays abroad every year when they retire, they'll just have to sell their detached homes, won't they? Otherwise, they can slum it in real like the rest on we.
Oh, the Right Honourable Member for Dudley is a disgrace.
Any road, what about assisted deaths?
Assisted deaths? What, you mean withdrawing breathing apparatus to end suffering?
Nah, I was thinking more along the lines of pushing them off the edge of a cliff.
The Right Honourable Member for Dudley should appreciate that we have to look after our old people.
Why?
Well, they're not just frail. A lot of them are sick as well. Sick with things like Parkinson's.
I'm sick with Parkinson's as well.
You're sick with Parkinson's.
Oh, every week, crawling up celebrities' bottoms on his chat show. Bring back Wogan, that's what I say.
Order, order, order.
What are you all laughing at?
Order, order. I will have order in this house, please, order.
Now, we brought you an unreleased episode of the hit BBC One show, The Repair Shop, on a previous Barmy Old podcast. You can look for it in the archive. Now, we've only gone and got our hands on another one here, featuring an Auntie Beeb comedy legend in need of a bit of assistance.
Welcome to The Repair Shop, where precious but fading treasures are restored to their former glory. Furniture restorer Jay Blaines and a dream team of experts come together to work their magic. Employing skills passed down the generations, they will attempt to restore the items and unlock the stories that they hold. First up, Jim from Liverpool has brought along a family heirloom that has seen better days. Hello, I'm Jay.
Hi there, Jay lad, I'm Jim.
So, Jim, how can we help you?
Well, Jay, me granddad died just after the First World War, and all we've got left to remember him by are these underpants.
Remarkable. A pair of underpants over a century old.
Me granny used to use them as a duster.
That's fascinating. You know, if you look closely, you can just make out some exquisite light shades of sepia and yellow-green on these old garments.
Actually, Jay, they're skid marks. He was wearing them when he went over the top. Now, obviously the colours have faded over the years, and I was wondering if you could do anything to restore these skid marks to their former glory so that when I die, I can pass me granddad's pants on to our Anthony and Denise.
Yeah, well, leave them with us, Jim. We'll see what we can do. After Jim had left the repair shop, Jay carefully picked the pants up with a pair of tongs and, holding them at arm's length, he walked over to the incinerator and dropped them straight in. Then the building was fumigated and all staff at the repair shop were told to self-isolate for 14 days. Join us next time on the repair shop, and until then, stay safe.
Thanks for all the lovely comments you've left about the show on the Apple podcast page. Very nice to see that you're enjoying the show so much. CHPK Wacker says, only one problem with this podcast. It's only once a week. It's the podcast I look forward to most. I'm a postman, he says, and I can only hope people don't get the wrong idea when they see me walking around laughing like a lunatic. Well, that's very kind of you. You can always get in touch via Twitter at TalkDance, or you can email me through my own website at iandanter.co.uk, or you can do what that chap's done and leave a smashing review on our Apple podcast page if that's where you listen to us. Of course, so many of us are using video conference call apps to keep in touch with family and friends during lockdown. And joining me now via one of those video links is the early 80s pop star Fat Larry. How's it going, Larry? You okay?
Ooh, I just want a quick catch up with you.
Top man,
I've got nothing else better to do.
Oh, fair enough.
I just wanna kick back and relax. Damn, got in touch before things really began.
You there?
There was a lot I couldn't understand.
Larry,
I've heard this site gets a lot of hacks. Zoom, it keeps on cutting out.
Larry, it's a struggle, this.
Zoom. Look, this is no good.
Yeah.
Just forget it, all right? I'll just leave when we're allowed to go out, you know.
Okay, look, it was worth the
park,
try.
To the beach.
I'm nowhere near a beach.
No. This is pointless.
Oh, well. Oh, well, sorry about that, folks. Fat Larry there. It is the Barmy Old Podcast. Des time now. You'll have heard him rapping on the last episode of the podcast during our Foo Fighters song, just showing his incredible range and versatility there. But here he is, our Des, in his natural habitat from our Heart FM days, discussing another liaison from the book we'd all love to read, right?
Des's Diary.
Hi, girls. Dez here on Ian Danter's Sunday Carve-Up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time, once again, for Dez's Diaries. And today, it's a big... Hi, girls. To all the staff at Domestic Services, who sent a couple of beautiful young cleaners around to my house last week. Well, as soon as they arrived, I pointed at my kitchen floor and told them I wanted it spotless. So they asked me if they could use my mop. Well, what can I say? I got it out, they went to work on it, and after some vigorous rubbing, it came up a treat. I could see both their faces in it.
We're a right pair of scrubbers,
one of them informed me.
The dirtier it is, the more we like it,
added the other. And with that, they both took a grip on my massive broom handle, and they weren't satisfied until it had been in every nook and cranny. Fantastic. Well, they then looked in my cupboards, took the Mr. Sheen out of my drawers, shook it, pressed the end, and then sprayed it all over my dining room table. Cheerio.
Des's Diary. The Sunday Carve-Up. 100.7 Hot FM.
Still got a previously unheard Mr. Men story on the way for you, and Punk Gods unhappy at the numbers game from the government. But first on the Barmy Old Podcast, I'm sure that over this past 10 weeks of lockdown, you, like me, have watched a bit more telly than usual, right? And done a lot more channel hopping in that vain hope of finding something decent to watch at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, we see a lot of American shows imported here, some of which are similar in delivery to our police camera action style car chase programmes that Alistair Stewart hosts. Now, his American equivalent is a bloke called John Bunnell, a former county sheriff. He does the little continuity bits between the car chases. Big white teeth, you'll have seen him. And of course, his show being from the States, he will ramp up the melodrama on absolutely anything he can find. I always wondered if his dramatic tone and style would actually work over here in the UK.
Warwickshire, England. A quiet country road. A traffic cop pulls over a middle-aged man who has a faulty brake light. The cop asks the man for ID. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the man reaches into his pocket and pulls out his driving license. The officer reacts quickly. He checks the license and radios in the details of the vehicle. 1 minute later, he gets the all clear from base. Chastened, the middle-aged man drives away. He thought he could break the law. But sometime in the next 10 days, he's got to produce a valid certificate of insurance and an up-to-date MOT. Otherwise, he'll be hit with 3 penalty points on his license and a fine of up to 60 English pounds. He's found out the hard way. If you've got a faulty brake light, the police will come down on you like a ton of bricks. But if your house gets burgled, they won't find out who did it, and you'll never get your stuff back. Join us next time on the world's mildest police videos.
Now then, since lockdown, comedian and Little Britain star Matt Lucas has had huge success with a reworking of his Baked Potato song that his old character George Dawes from Shooting Stars Day first made famous. And this Baked Potato song is all to get folk to take care of themselves in isolation and wash their hands, etc, etc. And he's even done duets of this song online in recent weeks with the likes of Brian May and Gary Barlow. Now, our old mate Ozzy Osbourne has taken note of all this from Matt and has now offered some similar advice to us all on getting by during lockdown with nothing open and all that. Go on, Oz.
Alcohol, it saved my life. Alcohol, it showed me the way. If you don't want to tell day from night, you must listen to what alcohol say.
Crack a can, it's just gone one.
Thanks, Bacardi Breezer.
Drink all day with just pants on.
Thanks a large tequila. And if you want to miss most of the day, you must listen to what Stella Artois say.
Down in one, let's have a race.
Thanks, I found some sherry.
Remember to get off your face.
The more I have, I'm merry. And if you feel you've got nothing to lose, remember you can always have some booze. A-L-O-C. No, I don't know how to f***ing spell, man.
This is Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, and it's now been about 3 years since the former Respect MP and ex-Labour Party member George Galloway announced that he'd signed a deal with a publisher to write children's books. No, really, genuinely. And nothing has been released as yet since that deal was signed in 2017. But we here at the Barmy Old Podcast have laid our hands on an early audiobook recording George has made of a children's classic. Take a listen.
Once upon a time, there lived a girl called Little Red Riding Hood. And although she often wore a riding hood, it wasn't red. She was, however, a dyed-in-the-wool communist. Why don't you take a shortcut through the woods and visit your grandmother? Little Red Riding Hood's mother suggested. No way, replied Little Red Riding Hood. Granny voted Tory in the election. I'm never speaking to her again. And when Little Red Riding Hood's mother expressed surprise at her daughter's response, Little Red Riding Hood shouted, No, you've had your say, and to say that I find your tone repugnant is putting it mildly. You and your equally fetid husband are merely two cheeks of the same arse. And so the grandmother never saw her granddaughter again, and Little Red Riding Hood never therefore received the inheritance her grandmother had been planning to give her, despite the exorbitant 40% inheritance tax that the government takes away from such transactions. But what about the big bad wolf, I hear you say? Well, he was killed by a poacher who used his pelt to make a pair of boots for a rich businessman's wife. And the woodcutter, made redundant because of deep, savage cuts made to local authority grants as part of the right-wing government's cruel and needless austerity package. So, I suppose you could say that because of capitalism, the mother of all evils, nobody lived happily ever after. Sleep well.
It's time to dig another previously unheard Mr. Men story out of the vault for you. Of course, it's Arthur Lowe narrating it, as always. I have been asked a few times on email, incidentally, about a story, Mr. Gobby, that I did perform on Talk Sports some years ago about the then mid-morning host on the station, John Gaunt. Now, look, I don't have it myself, but I'm led to believe that that sketch is on YouTube, if you have a little search there, okay, for Mr. Gobby. Meanwhile, here's today's Mr. Men story.
Mr. Covidiot lit a match and threw it on the telecommunications mast that he'd just poured 10 gallons of petrol over.
That'll stop the spread of the coronavirus in this area,
shouted Mr. Covidiot triumphantly as the mast went up in flames. And do you know what Mr. Covidiot did then? Yes, you're right. Totally ignoring all the established protocols around social distancing, he heartily embraced, shook hands, and high-fived all his accomplices, one of whom had a bit of a dry cough.
That burning metal really gives off a horrible pong,
said one of Mr. Covidiot's fellow conspiracy theorists. But Mr. Covidiot couldn't smell anything. In fact, come to think of it, Mr. Covidiot hadn't smelled anything since before the anti-lockdown protest in Hyde Park, when all 13 people who'd turned up had engaged in a group hug to prove that the virus wasn't spread by human-to-human contact. Now, later that day, nursing a temperature, Mr. Covidiot was researching alien abductions and Bigfoot sightings when there was a knock at the door, followed by a scream of delight, and then Mr. Covidiot's wife burst into the room.
We've won the postcode lottery,
she screamed.
£5,000, she yelled.
What are you on about? Replied Mr. Covidiot.
We've just won £5,000, £5,000,
his wife repeated, and she thrust a huge wad of cash into Mr. Covidiot's hands.
That's 5 G's you're holding there,
she shouted.
5G?
Said Mr. Covidiot, horrified.
That's what causes COVID-19,
he added. And can you guess what Mr. Covidiot did with that money?
Yes, you're right. He threw it on the fire.
Now, Mr. Covidiot's wife wasn't quick enough to pull the wad of cash out of the fire, but she did pull the poker out. And can you guess where she stuck the poker? Yes, you're right. Poor Mr. Covidiot. The stupid, gullible...
Now, until Friday afternoon's announcement about quarantine measures for people coming into the UK, we'd seen very, very little of the Home Secretary, Priti Patel. since she made a total horlicks of pronouncing the number 334,974 at the government's daily briefing a few weeks back. And I'll tell you something, Johnny Rotten and the Pistols are not impressed with her on any level.
So the lockdown started in March. It's now the end of May. So this has been going on six months. One month. A year. A decade? A century?
She's Home Secretary, but she can't do maths. Her Downing Street briefing got loads of laughs. She read the numbers, us about space. The MP for Witham is a bloody disgrace. Cos she's called Pretty, but still pretty. She's vacant. Cos she's called Pretty, but still pretty. She's vacant, cos she's called Pretty Patel Pretty. Now, well, she can't count.
All Britons returning from abroad will have to self-isolate for 14 minutes, 3 years, 6 days, 4 seconds, and 200 hours and a month. And anyone caught flouting these rules is liable to a fine of 1,600,000, 20,000, 32,000, and 1,000, 1,000, 1,000.
So are we done for the Barmy Old Podcast this week? Actually, not quite. Once again, we have a bonus track for you, because the weekend news agenda has been utterly dominated by the Daily Mirror and the Guardian's reports that the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, Chief Aide, Dominic Cummings, allegedly broke lockdown rules more than once to drive 250 miles to meet family up in the northeast. And who knew that old Dominic was a massive fan of Roy Orbison?
I had to escape, though I knew I was breaking the rules. Cos it's one law for people like me, and it's one for the rest of you. I was coughing while I drove the long straight A1M. Yeah. My kid needed wee-wees, we stopped 7 times, whilst COVID-19 was just burning me up inside. Sorry. I drove all night to get to Durham, and my chest felt tight. I drove all night, broke lockdown rules. It's one law for me and another for you, and that's not right. I don't care. I drove all
So, Dominic Cummings, as the accusations pile up against you, how do you view your political career as it stands?
Well, it's over!
Alright folks, that's a wrap on episode 10 of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. Thanks for listening, really appreciate it. Thanks of course to Sean Percival and Andy Robinson for their contributions to this here show. Remember, if you've got something to ask, you can get in touch via Twitter. At TalkDance is my handle. That's at TalkDants. Or you can email me through my personal website. There's a little link if you go into iandanter.co.uk and you'll find it amongst loads of other stuff. And of course, you can rate, review and subscribe if you listen to this on the old Apple podcasts. And you can leave a review like the lovely ones I've been reading out during the course of some of these episodes. Thank you for sticking with us. There will be an episode 11. That's for damn sure. But for now, take care. Look after yourself and everyone around you. And we'll be back with the next episode of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. And as Des would say,
Cheerio.